Hey guys, thank you for listening to the Go Felipe podcast. I am your host, Felipe Mandujano. And today I want to talk about the wrong clients. And it's because too many times in my community, which is a design community, mostly of graphic designers, there's such a big focus on the wrong clients. What I mean is everyone is complaining about people not wanting to pay what they're worth. And the fact of the matter is that the majority of people who will come to you for your services are gonna be the wrong clients. So it's okay to say no and just keep doing your thing until the right ones come. Now, I'm not saying just not do anything about it. There's definitely things you should be doing, and one of the things you can be doing is not, you know, being a general designer. Now, when I say general, I don't mean that you don't, not to do all kinds of stuff, but not to make it sound like you're a one-size-fits-all designer. There has to be something that shows why you're special and why you're different than other designers. As long as you come off very generic, you will attract the wrong clients. That's just a fact. So whether you're on social media, whether it's your title, your description on social media, your business cards, whatever it is, make sure that you're very specific on the type of work you do and who you do it for. And that will eliminate people that are not that serious and just looking for a generic designer to do their work. Because when you come off as a generic designer, then suddenly you're like just one out of hundreds or thousands or millions of people that can do the job. So that's what people think. And of course, when they see that, that's when they want to charge you less. It's just like if you're looking for a job, the majority of the jobs are going to be labor jobs. You can find those anywhere. You can just walk outside and get a labor job. And if you're a generic graphic designer or a general graphic designer, then you're almost like in the same boat as just being a person who does labor. And you're not going to be looked at as special. Again, I'm not saying don't be a generalist. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be specific on what makes you special and make it be known. Make everyone know exactly why you're special and why you're different. And that will reduce the amount of the wrong clients coming to you just because you're a guy who happens to own Photoshop or Illustrator and so on. All right, well, that's it for today for this podcast. Thank you for listening, and I hope to hear from you guys later. Peace.